Who is this that the wind and the sea obey him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These are the words of the Gospel today at Mass, children. We have the Mass for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, because it's a bit of an orphan this year, and it didn't have its own proper place, but all of these Masses are precious, and so the Church always tries to squeeze one in, and that's what we're doing today, because on Sunday, of course, we have the great Feast of Christ the King. Well, no one would have been surprised. They were, but I'm sure not later on if they thought about it. No one would have been surprised that our Lord commanded the wind and the sea, because after all, our Lord is God, and God can do all things. But imagine how people would have felt about a saint who was a lowly, well, they called him a mulatto or a half-breed from a very, very poor family, and his mother was an African who was a free woman. She wasn't a slave, and then his daddy was a Spanish knight and nobleman, a conquistador, who had fallen in love with his mother, but then later on he abandoned the family because he was ashamed that they had dark or black skin. Well, who would imagine that a child born of this family would be so powerful that the rich and the mighty would come to him and say, "Heal me," and that they would force him sometimes. Remember, there's a story about a bishop. We're talking about St. Martin de Porres. That's his feast day today. And there's a story of a bishop once who was passing through town on his way to be an important bishop in Mexico City, and had terrible stomach ache, and there was something really wrong with him, only back then they didn't have x-rays. So he had heard about Blessed Martin de Porres, who was a humble Dominican lay brother. And he got the father prior to send him to him under obedience that he was to heal him. Now, our saint was most obedient above all. Well, maybe most of all he was charitable, but after that he was very obedient. And so he was sent under obedience to go heal the sick bishop, and he was very ashamed because he was so humble. And he said, "Oh, Your Excellency, Your Lordship, etc., etc., you really wouldn't want my dirty hands," because he did hard work all day long usually. "You wouldn't want my dirty hands on touching you." And he said, "I certainly do. Put your hand there." So he had to put his hand right on his stomach. And then he went to take it away and he said, "And don't take it off till I tell you." And so he left it on just as long as the bishop needed to start to feel better. And he felt sort of a warmth come to him. And then his strength came back and his pain went away. And he was miraculously healed. The wind and the sea obey our Lord, but also our Lord's most humble servants, children. That's the secret of the power of the saints, that they obey our Lord in all things. And they imitate him. They're all full of love and charity and humility too. And they could do great, great things. That's how you get miracles out of saints. And of course, we're thinking about saints today, aren't we? Because it's the octave still of All Saints. And we're thinking about the poor, poor souls yesterday. And today, just in general, poor people. So we have St. Martin de Porres, P-O-R-R-E-S, which almost sounds like poor, which would be a good, easy way for us to remember. Well, after his father abandoned their family, Martin had to be sent off to be what's called an apprentice, to learn how to be a doctor back then. And back then, the same men were doctors as well as barbers, because he did a lot of sort of cutting and things like that. And he was happy that he could do that, because he thought, "I'll learn how to treat the sick, and that can help the poor people too. On my day off, when I get a chance, I'll be able to go take care of them too." And so he did. Of course, he would spend all night long, even when he was a teenager, praying. And because he prayed so much and was so holy and humble and obedient and full of love, why, he just worked miracles left and right. He set up infirmaries where he would receive the sick people who would come to him, and also a veterinary clinic. He would take care of animals, remember? He could talk to the animals, the cats and the dogs, and how extraordinary. He would make appointments with them. And he would say to, for example, like if Caravaggio were under the weather, you know, Caravaggio, I want to see you at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And Caravaggio would just sort of meow or something, and he would show up at 2. So the saint's time was well spent. It was never wasted. Those were, and then in order to sort of cover up, well, the animals wouldn't talk, but he didn't want people talking about him, so he would often just give sick people a glass of water or a little bite to eat. And then he would say, well, see, now that's what cured them. It wasn't me. But he was just doing that to be humble. Oh, and after he healed the bishop to keep himself humble, you know what he did? He scrubbed out the bathrooms, all of the bathrooms of the monastery, except back then they didn't really have bathrooms. It was a little bit more of a primitive arrangement. And he scrubbed them all out on his hands and knees to keep himself to be very, very humble. Oh, he was a great miracle worker. I just learned today, children, when you read about the saints, you always learn something more, and it's ever so interesting. And usually there's a sort of a practical lesson for us. I just learned today, reading about him, that like Padre Pio, remember we spoke about the Franciscan friar, Padre Pio, who could work great miracles? Like Padre Pio, he could bilocate. He could go to two places at once. He would be at his monastery in Lima in Peru in South America, and he would also be on a slave ship ministering to the poor Africans, because he was an African too, remember, ministering to the poor Africans who were being taken over in chains to the New World to live and work as slaves. One time he met a slave, and he said, and the slave recognized him. He said, "Why, remember you? You helped me out on the ship." And of course, he didn't want anyone to hear about that, but it is the truth of the matter. And one time there was a terrible plague in the city of Lima. God was always sending plagues and earthquakes to the Limans because they tended to be extremely wicked. They were Spanish and they were very worldly, and they had slaves and they treated the poor people abominably and had lots of other vices too. So God would, to get their attention, he would send punishments to them. Well, this was a terrible plague, and a separate part of the monastery was called the novitiate, where the young training friars would go for their first year or two, just like Sister Benedict Marie. She's a novice. Well, it was the same thing. But they lived apart in a separate wing of the monastery, and it was kept under lock and key. Well, no one thought to unlock it because everybody got sick sort of all at once. But Brother Martin went through the locked door. He would go back and forth through the locked door all day long to take care of the sick novices. So he could go through solid doors, he could bilocate and work so many wonderful and holy miracles. And yet, so great a saint was he that he was sort of Franciscan-like, even though he was a Dominican, and he even loved God's littlest and humblest of the animals. He never wanted to hurt even a small animal or an awful animal like a rodent, for example, like a rat. And they had rats in the monastery, and the father prior, he is the priest in charge, he had had enough of that. And so he ordered Brother Martin to spread poison down on the floor. And he said, "And I command you to do it under obedience." Well, since it was under obedience, of course, Brother Martin was going to obey. He was very obedient. But then after he spread the poison down on the floor, he went out into the garden and he summoned the rats. And all the rats arrived and listened to him attentively. And he said, "Listen, you rats, you've been very bad. You've been getting into the brothers' food supply, and you've been even nibbling at their blankets and at their sheets and things and their towels, and that's no good. You have to stop that. I'll tell you what, I had to put poison down, so don't eat the poison on the floor. But if you promise not to bother the Dominicans anymore, why then I'll feed you every day out here in the garden." So they made an agreement, and that's what happened. None of the rats got killed, and none of the rats ever bothered the inside of the monastery again. A remarkable, remarkable saint. And to think, children, because he was so humble, he wasn't in his birth and position in life. They weren't even going to let him become a Dominican brother. He was only going to be hired on as a servant. But because he was so holy and worked miracles, he was allowed even though he was an African, to become a Dominican brother, which usually the rules were against. In the gospel for All Saints Day, that we'll be having a few more times before this octave is out, children, we'll hear our Lord say the true Beatitudes, and one of them is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." What a beautiful promise that is, to be poor in spirit. And our saint today, Blessed Martin de Porres, you can almost hear the word poor in his name, is a good example. He was poor because he was poor. He was from the poorest of poor families and had nothing to his name. And he was poor, too, because of his humility. He didn't let the great, great things that he did, how he could command illness and it would just go away, and rats to come, and cats to arrive on time for an appointment, and sick people to be healed, so many, many of them. He never let it go to his head. He always stayed very humble. So let's pray to Blessed Martin de Porres that we can live that one beatitude of being poor in spirit ourselves by being at least a little bit humble. Oh, and don't forget today is First Thursday, so let's remember to pray for all of our priests. Saint Blessed Martin de Porres was a great one for helping out the priests. He helped them his whole life long. See what you could do, at least by your prayers, to help the priests. Oh, of course, don't forget the poor souls that we worked for yesterday. All November is theirs. They're the poorest of the poor poor. They have nobody and nothing. Let's never forget to help them each day. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.